Dr. Pinsky dictating a man, Ronald Dilks, D-I-L-K-S. Ronald Dilks is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/28/21. But at that time, he was in a forklift. Apparently, the truck pulled away from the loading dock while he was still in the forklift. Appeared it fell and landed straight up. Appeared he asserts he experienced loss of consciousness at that time. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared further evaluation led to what he understands to be final diagnosis as concussion and neck pain. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment in February of 2022. Appeared new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Dilks alleged he fell on 7/28/21, resulting in injuries to the cervical and lumbar spine, as well as head and concussion. Paired treatment records show he was seen at Riverside Urgent Care on 8/11/21. Period. He related that on 7/28/21, he was thrust backwards while operating a forklift and then fell forward. Pretty is not sure if he hit his head or had loss of consciousness. Pretty about 2 days after, he developed headaches and fuzziness and had some trouble concentrating. Pretty denied any visual changes. Pretty also complained of bilateral neck pain, worse with certain movements. Pretty, there was no description of interim treatment since the accident. He had a history of bilateral hand surgeries. Period. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with cervical sprain and head injury with unknown concussion. Period. He was referred for x-rays of the cervical spine, comma, physical therapy, comma, and neurology consultation. Period. He returned on 8/16/21. Period. He received physical therapy on the dates described. Period. They rendered another diagnosis of post-concussion syndrome. Period. He was encouraged to follow up. With therapy and neurology as soon as possible. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Dilks was evaluated by Dr. Lomazow, L-O-M-A-Z-O-W, on 9/3/21. Period. He concluded Mr. Dilks had very minimal cervicogenic headaches. There was no evidence that he had a concussion, nor does he have any ridiculous symptoms whatsoever. There was no necessity for any neurologic evaluation, comma, treatment, comma, testing, comma, or follow-up. It would be reasonable for him to go to a center that can authorize a brief course of physical therapy to the cervical spine for cervicogenic headaches. He was capable of working without restrictions. Period. Mr. Dilks gave a history to Dr. Lomazow about previous injuries, stating, quote, I've been beat up a lot, end quote, with pain in the back, etc. Period. New paragraph. On 9/30/21, he was seen by neurologist Dr. Gottfried, G-O-T-T-F-R-I-E-D. Period. She noted a history of prior trauma in his early 20s with no residual. Period. She also diagnosed cervicogenic headache as well as vestibular dysfunction. Period. He was referred for a CAT scan of the brain and was referred for therapy as well. Paired on 10-5-21, he underwent a CAT scan of the brain. Paired showed no significant mass effect or midline shift. Paired there was mild frontal and ethmoid sinus disease. Paired there was dehiscent, right jugular bulb, sometimes associated with pulsatile tinnitus. Paired. He followed up with Dr. Gottfried on 10-28-21. Paired. He related improvement with physical therapy. Paired. She noted the CT was negative for any type of traumatic pathology. Paired. He did not have any symptoms of pulsatile tinnitus. Paired. She commented his vestibular function had improved. Paired. From a neurologic perspective, he had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full duty. Paired. In the paragraph, the petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi, Z-U-C-C-O-N-I, on 10-11-21, regarding his cervical complaints. Paired history is remarkable for injury to the right hand and posterior neck 21 years ago from a bar fight. Paired, he had surgery on his neck as well as tendon repair of the right hand and wrist. Paired, he smokes up to 2 packs of cigarettes per day for more than 30 years. Paired, he has a history of increased alcohol intake. Paired, Dr. Zucconi found him to be neurologically intact. Paired, he gave impressions of cervical muscle strain and whiplash injuries. Paired, the exam was fairly benign from a cervical spine standpoint. Paired, there was no evidence of radiculopathy. So no need for advanced imaging at that time. Paired, he expected resolution of the patient's therapy, this cervical spine. Scratch that. He expected was resolution of the symptoms with therapy. Paired. He was monitored over the next several weeks through 12-15-21. Paired at that time, he was showing improvement with only occasional soreness in the neck. Paired, he was able to go hunting and was back to work. Paired, he was placed at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Paired, physical exam. General appearance, he remained in long john thermal underwear. Paired, head, eyes, ears, he had new dentures. Paired, the rest that is normal. Neurologic is normal. Extremities up, and there was a rough texture and abrasions on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activity. Paired skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Paired the rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. In light of wearing long johns, there was limited direct visualization of the lower extremities. Paired spine cervical. Active extension was to 50 degrees and bilateral rotation to 35 degrees. Paired flexion and bilateral rotation were full. Paired these decreases correlate with his age and were decreased compared to those found by his treating providers. The rest of that section is normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 7-28-21, Ronald Dilks was operating a forklift inside of a truck. Paired, it pulled away from the loading dock, and the forklift fell to the ground. Paired, this occurred in an upright position. Paired, there are discrepancies as to whether he struck his head or experienced loss of consciousness. Paired, he did not seek treatment until presenting to urgent care. Nearly 2 weeks later, on 8-11-21, paired, he was diagnosed with soft tissue injuries for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period, he had physical therapy on the dates described. Period, in the paragraph, he was evaluated neurologically by Dr. Lamazel on 9-3-21. Period, he opined the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period, he was also seen by another neurologist named Dr. Gottfried, who wanted him to get physical therapy. Period, he had a CAT scan of the head that was unrevealing for traumatic problems. Period, he also had orthopedic evaluation with Dr. Zucconi. Period. He also deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period, there were changes of the skin on the upper extremities consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, he was neurologically intact. Period, he had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. The provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Dyspathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, he had somewhat variable range of motion about the cervical spine. That does not correlate with clinical exams by his treating providers. Period. When seen by Dr. Zucconi, he had mildly reduced range of motion about the cervical spine at the outset. Period. As of 12/15/21, he had flexion to 45 degrees, extension 45 degrees, and bilateral rotation to 70 degrees. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, cervical, comma, or lumbar spine. Period. In this event, Mr. Dilk sustained relatively mild soft tissue injuries that have resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. He has been able to continue in the workforce in a physically demanding capacity. Period.